at the end. It's only going to get rude. The level of contradiction is going to rise. Even beyond the excruciating process levels of contradiction. I think it's just going to get weirder and weirder and weirder, and finally, it's going to be so. The people who have to talk about it in the universe, and at that point, novelty theory can come with the rules. Because actually, people are going to say, what the hell is wrong? It's just nuts. It's not enough to say it's nuts. You have to explain it's nuts. So between now and 2012, the next 14 years, I look for the invention of artificial life, the cloning of human beings, possible contact with extraterrestrials, possible human immortality, and at the same time, appalling acts of brutality, genocide, race baiting, homophobia, famine, starvation, because the systems which are in place to keep the world sane are utterly inadequate to the forces that have been unleashed. The collapse of the world, the rise of the internet, these are changes so immense nobody could imagine them ever happening. And now that they have happened, nobody even bothers to mention what a big deal it is. The fact that there is no such thing as the Soviet Union, people never talk about it anymore. But when I was a kid, the notion that that would ever change was beyond conceiving. So the good news is that as primates, we're incredibly adaptable to change. Put us in the desert, we survive. Put us in the jungle, we survive. Under Hitler, we survive. Under Nixon, we survive. We can put up with about anything. That's a good thing because we're going to be tested to the limits. The breakdown of anything, and this is why the right wing is so alarmed. Because what they see going on is the breakdown of all tradition, all order, all sanctioned norms of behavior. And they're quite right that it's happening, but they're quite wrong to conclude that it should be resisted or is somehow evil. The mushroom said to me once, it said, this is what it's like when a species prepares to depart for the stars. You don't depart for the stars under calm and orderly conditions. It's a fire in the madhouse. And that's what we have, the fire in the madhouse at the end of time. This is what it's like when species prepares to move on to the next dimension. The entire destiny of all life on the planet is tied up in this. We are not acting for ourselves or from ourselves. We happen to be the point species on the transformation that will affect every living organism on this planet at its conclusion.